light broke through the darkness with the birth of Jesus Christ. Shepherds and wise men joined a host of angels to rejoice in this divine arrival on earth. 2,000 years later, we reflect on how this single event in a humble stable would change the rest of the story. Join us as we take a journey back in time to this incredible story.
For us, Christmas is a season of joy and glory, but for Mary and Joseph, the journey began with surprise, danger, and uncertainty. It took them from the town of Nazareth to Bethlehem, to the darkness of a stable and the wonder of a miraculous birth. On the hills nearby, shepherds fell in terrified awe at the angelic announcement that a Savior had been born for them, and so began their late-night journey to find him.
Yeah.
away in the east, wise men observed a sign from heaven. A new star signaled that something momentous had taken place. Bringing precious gifts, they journeyed to find him. Bethlehem. As soon as we say the name, our minds are transported back through the centuries to the incredible events that took place so that one day we can know him, Emmanuel, God with us.
Thank you.
The story of the birth of Jesus has been retold for over 2,000 years. We picture the poor carpenter Joseph and his virgin bride, the inn that had no room, the baby sleeping in a feeding trough. And though we're certain that the Father had planned every moment, we look and wonder and say, how strange that God's only begotten Son would come the way he did.
Sure, it must have been a surprise where this road had taken him. It's never standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes a message from the angels come to life. Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of dreams. Why such a strange way to save the world. To think of how it could have been. Jesus had come as he deserved. Would have been no man. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far. And as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of dreams. Why the stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say. This is such a strange way to say. Such a strange way, oh, a strange way to save the world. Save the
When the shepherds rushed into Bethlehem that night, what did they expect to find? Could they have imagined the Prince of Heaven in such a place? Still, they knew enough to fall in worship at the sight of the baby who was Christ the Lord. Every nativity scene has the familiar figures: Mary, Joseph, shepherds and kings, camels and cows and sheep, and of course the baby lying in the manger. As we put each one in place, we're struck again at the thought, it's the greatest story in the world, and it's all true. What started in the sleepy little town of Bethlehem was only the beginning of the Savior's amazing story. He would be worshipped and hunted, received and rejected, loved and hated, celebrated and betrayed. One day he would be abandoned, arrested, beaten, and crucified. But the greatest miracle of all is how far he would go to redeem us.
Calvary, and
Let the carols ring out today with the good news of his coming. Let's join with the angels in singing that there is great joy for all people. A Savior has been born in Bethlehem. He is the Messiah, our Lord.